Forget reindeer this year. Jeff Bezos wants an army of drone Santa delivery vehicles fanned out across the world with barcoded presents matched to street addresses and maybe even DNA samples. Have yourself an efficient little Christmas, won't you? Click the night away when your shopping cart is full. Buy it all the Amazon way. Maybe the better line is, have yourself a merry digital Christmas. It's not all bad. In our time, Christmas is just something that has quietly migrated online. I mean, even this famous scene from Miracle on 34th Street would never really fly today.
These letters have just now been delivered to Mr. Kringle by bona fide employees of the post office.
Three letters, Your Honor, are hardly positive proof.
I understand the post office receives thousands of these letters every year.
Produce them, Mr. Gailey. Put them here on my desk.
Did you know that one in three children across the country write their letters to Santa on sites like emailsanta.com? Hologram trees? It's coming. Scratch and sniff bayberry candles? You bet. In the online age, the thought of a massively global list-making behavior monitoring system centered at the North Pole, powered with an array of sleep detectors, which is then cross-checked with a present preferences database and mapped onto the addresses of little boys and girls. That idea doesn't sound like a cheery little Christmas carol, does it? Sounds like one of the Edward Snowden leaks, if you ask me. Father Christmas or the NSA? So how would we upgrade this classic Christmas carol? Want to try? You'd better log on, remember passwords, overhead drones humming like birds, Santa Claus the robot is in the house, or something. You know, he's got you on file, just try to evade. Is that mistletoe or a webcam they made? You can do much better than me. Send your digital Christmas lyric upgrade for Santa Claus is Coming to Town, or just choose any carol. Yes, anyone can play. Even you at home. Manoush Zemari is a host of WNYC's New Tech City. Right here in the studio, Manoush, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
You want to play here, you can...
I totally do. Yeah, Stop being a Grinch. The spirit's still here. Yes, the world is changing, but you don't need to fear. Santa Claus is coming.
I love you, John, this morning. Thank you so much. You know, and I don't want to be a Grinch about this because I think it's actually kind of adorable. And you can find us at thetakeaway.org. You can go to Twitter, facebook.com/thetakeaway. Just use the hashtag Digital Xmas with your suggestions on retooling carols for the digital age. I mean, it really is remarkable, though, how much of the Christmas experience is almost tailor-made for digital technology.
Yeah, well, when it comes to shopping, yes, absolutely. That's the whole point, right, for these companies to make a ton of money getting people to buy things in the Christmas spirit. But, I mean, let's look at it some other ways, right?
Yep.
I personally, you know, we have a small house. We live in New York City. I went on Pinterest the other day, and there were all these beautiful, amazing ideas to make Christmas trees that fit in small house. Like, take a stack of books and arrange them just so, and there you go. You have a Christmas tree. So I don't know. I find, like, there's so many different ways to tap into creativity online that it gets me kind of excited.
So the idea sharing thing, that's fun.
That's fun.
The cards have completely migrated online, and it's actually hard to find retail Christmas cards in the sort of physical form.
But, John, what's the point of having cards? Because, right, it used to be that once a year you got this update from someone, and here's what Mary finally decided to major in, and John Boy married so-and-so. And
you don't like the update letter thing, right?
Well, you don't need it anymore. You're getting updates all year long.
Right.
I mean, I don't need to know. Like, you've been telling me thanks very much on Facebook.
It's like, it's not TMI. It's already happened. Have that information.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I still love it when my friends send me a picture and their kids, like, you know, you get that time lapse of a year and you're like, oh, they look how big they got. But frankly, let's not waste paper, people. We all know we're connected online anyway, so.
Now, do you want the printout mailed to you? There's the online assembly of the Christmas card and then the snail mail mail out, or do you want the whole thing online, just basically delivered to your email? What's your preference, and what do you think people are doing?
Look, I think we're all at different points in the migration, right, going online. For those of us that can remember when it was like a ton of Christmas cards strung up on like some cute string over the mantelpiece, we're still sort of adjusting. So I'll take a few in the mail just so we can, you know, show my little girl. She's still little. I'll show her the pictures. But eventually, I don't know, 5 years from now, I think it's going to seem slightly passe.
Kids text Santa. They send their letters and lists to Santa.com, right?
They can send them to all kinds of places. There's emailsanta.com. There's saintnick.org. There's santaclaus.com. You can also track Santa on Twitter if you prefer. There's actually, if it's at Santa Claus, it really redirects you to at NORAD Santa because, of course, the North American Aerospace Defense Command is tracking Santa at this very moment, and you can see where he's tracking them.
See, the NSA thing is right. I'm telling you. NORAD wants Santa. The NSA wants, you know, the making the list, checking it twice, figuring out if you're asleep or awake.
Well, Santa is the original hacker, really. Let's face it. Google has a Santa tracker, but come on, let's also remember today, if you are on Twitter, the hashtag is Giving Tuesday. So yesterday was Cyber Monday. Today is Giving Tuesday. There is a sort of sense online of rallying people together, getting them to do good things as well as shop.
Does the internet enable that behavior, or does it just sort of token assist? Is it actually generating more resources than might otherwise be the case? What do you think?
Well, we still don't know, right? Like what sort of difference it makes. I think they said something like social media spurred 1% of people to action to buy something over the weekend with Black Friday. But does it cause awareness? Does it, you know, they say there's three touch points before you actually do something. You have to read about it. You have to hear about it. You have to see about it. There's more opportunities to gather those three touch points to make something happen like that.
People rail against the sort of gift obsession in the United States for Christmas, but really online does allow for access to many different kinds of gifts than you'd even find in a department store. It's the Uber department store experience.
Well, I think, you know, one stat, we now know that Etsy, the online marketplace, for example, they're reaching $1 billion in sales. So there's obviously a market for smaller, nicher, handmade things going on out there that you can, like, if you want to make it special, yeah, you can order the, you know, the socks online or whatever, but you can go on there and find something absolutely unique and have it personalized and know that you've also supported a smaller business.
A lot of our listeners are giving the suggestion that the communality of Christmas can be delivered online by getting families together via Skype and chat and these sorts of things. There's even a broader question. I mean, people experience Christmas online. More people are online. Do you think that flies?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As the first generation American, I think I would have known my grandparents much, much better if I'd been able to share in the holidays, not with just an expensive long-distance phone call every, you know, couple months. If we'd been able to Skype in and actually open presents virtually together, that would have made a big difference.
Manoush Zomorodi of the podcast New Tech City right here at WNYC. Thanks so much, Manoush.
Thanks, John.
So you're sharing stories about technology changing your experience. Let's hear it.
Hey, this is Eric Metz from Dallas, Texas. The internet's really changed me because I rarely set foot in a store, so I don't have to suffer through the shopping madness.
Hi, this is Dylan Buckner from Fairview, Texas. I think I found out that Santa Claus was non-existent at an earlier age than some other children just because I'm growing up in the digital era.
We love your story. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Send us a tweet at The Takeaway. And thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.